Ladies and gents, welcome back. We are live here. It's the sideline on 1180 KLAY. TGIF? I don't think so. TGIS. Thank God. It's the sideline, baby. Ooh, what a show. What a show. We are joined today, unfortunately, not by the regular cast and crew here. Our good buddy Pete is not able to join us today, folks. But I'm here, your guru of greatness. The Friday Night Delight, now Mr. LFL. Add that to my little ensemble of names there.
Woohoo!
Yeah. We also have Tom, and we have our special guest host for today, Angela Rippin. Everybody say hello.
Hi.
Hello, Tony. How you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm excited. I'm pumped. Pumped for the show. I'm pumped for the year, the season that we're headed up to. You know, I guess we'll get a little into the lockout and stuff like that a little bit later. But whether there's NFL football, I'm not really worried about it because there will be football this year. It's going to be exciting football. And that's pretty much where my focus is right now. So, you know, NFL would be gravy. If not, there's LFL.
That's a fact. The NFL's locked out, but you know who's not locked out?
Yep.
Angela and the Seattle Mist. Yes. They're not locking out anything.
So how are you two today? We'll start off to my right.
I'm good.
Yeah?
Getting ready for the weekend.
Getting ready for the weekend.
Yeah.
She knows how to do weekends. and I will let her tell you, as well as everybody else, just how she does her weekends. She did a very good weekend, very exciting, fun-filled weekend over this last week. And Tom, how are you?
Oh, I'm loving it. The sun's out. I got the top down on the Beamer. It's nice.
I saw that when I pulled in.
Oh, absolutely. Like, oh,
somebody's
absolutely.
Yeah. There, boy.
I went and washed it today. Got the tires all dressed up. Mm-hmm. Interior wiped down.
That's the way
I'm loving
you gotta
it.
Do it.
Loving it.
The sun's out.
Gotta love that. We don't get near enough of that around
not
here.
Not at all.
Especially this summer. So I'll take everything. That heat wave over back east.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, tell them to turn on their fans and blow it this way. We'll take it, all right?
Well, you know what's funny? Like a few weeks ago, they were having a lot of rain, a lot of floods, and we were having good weather.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's kind of reversed.
Switched it up.
Yeah, we've been having a lot of rain, and they've been having a lot of heat and a lot of fun. Because I have a lot of friends out there on the East Coast, and every day like, oh, it's so hot, I can't take it. But we have some sunshine today.
And all weekend, actually. It's going to be in the 80s all weekend long.
All weekend?
So all weekend. 81 tomorrow, 80 on Sunday.
Somebody must have told the sun out here that it was summertime.
Finally.
Yeah, finally. So, before we actually get started into the meat of the program, I just want to say this to our honored guest. You got to make me a promise, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, I know you have that that championship pedigree in you to excel at all things that you do. But you got to promise me, no matter how well you do today, you will stick with football and not take over my job as a radio host.
Okay, I won't.
Okay, because I mean, like... I'm at that age now where I can't, like, physically compete in sports anymore, you know? I can't dance, you know? So,
you can't dance?
I can't. Well, you know, I can, like, dance if you go to the club, but I'm, like, not Usher or Chris Brown dancing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, basically, can't dance. So, all I've got going for me right now is, it's like, it's radio, maybe some acting in the future. You know, and if it takes me any longer to put this album of mine together, then pretty soon I won't even be able to do it music. So
I won't take over your job.
Keep this. Thank you. Thank
Promise.
You. Thank you. Okay, that's like a whole lot of shoulders today.
You feel better now?
Man, yeah. Oh, my God, I'm going to get replaced by Rippin on my own show.
Okay. There you go, Tony. You know, we're getting a lot of new listeners every single week.
Yes,
in fact,
we are.
You're hearing a little bit, you do your 6 o'clock shout outs.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe Angela should introduce herself and tell her exactly who she is and what position she plays and why that's important to Seattle Mist this season.
Yep, absolutely.
Definitely. I am Angela Rippin. I am daughter of Super Bowl MVP Mark Rippin for the Redskins. I am quarterback of the Seattle Mist this year. And we're going to take it to the championship. So hopefully looking for that MVP position as well.
Go Mist.
That's
what I'm talking about.
She said that with just a little bit of that little smile curled up just a little bit when she starts talking about exactly who she is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That comes out.
Well, you know what? I've taken many looks at your schedule this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I will have to say it's quite favorable for you guys. Easily, hands down, I see 3-1, but there's no real reason why you guys can't make that undefeated threat this year.
This year against LA? Is that who you're talking about?
Against everyone.
Every one of them?
4-0.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, I definitely think it's going to be a 4-0 season. We have worked way too hard for this, and I definitely think that all 20 cylinders on our team are confident, and we all kind of have the same drive to the same place this year. So I definitely don't think that we're going to, you know, not fulfill that.
Yeah. So what's your role as one of the leaders?
My role as one of the leaders, I think, is just keeping everybody focused and, you know, just trying to keep everybody in the right mindset and, you know, keeping it on the field and definitely pumping them up, but also, you know, not getting too overexcited, just kind of being the one on the field that's leading everything. But I think that a lot of the girls are leaders in every different way. I mean, I think all 20 girls have a leading role because we're all just so strong together. But I think that's where I fall into place is when we get to the field, everything changes.
Well said. Couldn't put it better myself. So this will be your first year on the field as a quarterback?
Yes. Rookie year.
Rookie year as a quarterback.
First year football, let alone as a quarterback. But
so I haven't heard this from Coach or from Jim or from Mitch or anything, but are there going to be coming out with LFL football player cards?
I think so. Yeah, let's hope so. I was looking forward to it. I heard a little bit of that too. So I'm hoping that they'll definitely be coming out hopefully here soon. I don't want it to wait till, you know, the first game and then people try to buy them. But if they had them before that and then, you know, people can bring them to the first game and stuff like that. Because I know we do signings after the game for, you know, the fans to stay and see us and do pictures and autographs and stuff like that. So that would definitely be something fun for them to have to bring.
I would definitely have to start my collection. Now, just yesterday, okay, I want to ask you, when you go out in public, are you experiencing the paparazzi effect and the mobs just yet?
No, not yet. I mean, there's definitely been different times where when people find out who I am, it gets a little, there's some excitement. But it was funny because it was a couple weeks ago. My dad still gets like some fan mail and stuff. People send him his cards and all that kind of stuff. And they want him to sign them and send them back. But this past week, he got, you know, some fan mail, and in it there was a picture of me printed off, and it also said, you know, if you could have your daughter sign as well and send it back. I was like, oh, okay, awesome. I can do that. So there's definitely a connection, and I think, you know, being number 11 this year, it's, you know, people are going to be able to, you know, connect even more with that, so.
All right. The reason why I asked that is because yesterday I was in the Southfield Puyallup area and I was at a Home Depot store.
Oh, I read that on your Twitter.
Yes, okay. For those of you who are still in the dinosaur era and you're not following me on Twitter, you have to get with that, okay? It's twitter.com/TonySL_Mr. Mr. LFL. Just changed it like over the last 2 weeks, so that's what it is now. But for all you who don't have the benefit of following me on Twitter, what happened was I was at the Home Depot store yesterday in Puyallup, and there's a whole bunch of guys out there, and we're all discussing about the show and the sports and everything, and I was like, hey, you guys have to tune in tomorrow. I'm having Angela Rippon guest host the show. Man, everybody started hooting and hollering. I thought
I hope in a good way.
Yeah. I thought we have like a riot, like, watch out going on. But it was cool. And I was like, I was kind of just trying to sit back and soak it all in. I didn't know just how well known you actually are. And then when the reaction that I got was like, oh, awesome. Dude, you're so lucky you get to sit there and interview her and all this stuff. And I was like, well, yeah. I guess I am.
Oh. Cool.
So, with that in mind, I guess, how does it feel to with what you're doing, now being able to be known as Angela Rippon, quarterback, and possible more of the Seattle Miss and LFL, as to being known as Mark Rippon's daughter.
Yeah. it's going to be nice to definitely kind of take a step away from that. But it's been great. I've had no complaints, obviously, so far, you know. But I think at this point, it's going to be nice to kind of make a name for myself and have people know me for who I am instead of, you know, whose kid I am. So it's going to be different, though. It's going to be something I'm going to have to get used to, but I like it.
Okay. So, other than a championship season, what are your expectations for what you want to do individually as a football player?
Individually, I would like to get more involved with the community and get more involved with my teammates. I think the closer we get, the better that we're going to be, because we're definitely like a huge family and we already treat each other like sisters. And I think just the closer that we become, the more we can help each other and the more we can help others. I think that's the biggest thing that we've all talked about, is definitely get out there and try and do something to help someone, and then, you know, have that help someone else and help someone else and just kind of go from there.
Yeah. Football, especially when you're on the field, it's all about family.
Of course.
It's more of a family thing, I like to say, than it is about friendships or whatever. Because when you're on a team, you don't necessarily, everybody on that team doesn't have to be best buddies. You know, you don't have to go out to dinner every weekend.
Yeah.
Or you don't have to braid each other's hair or whatever. But it's just like family, because sometimes you have family members that you butt heads with from time to time.
Yeah.
But you still love them. And you know, when it comes down to it, you have their back and they have yours. And
of course.
That's what it is on the field. What do you think, Tom?
Actually, Angela and I were talking outside before the show started about two-a-days and workouts and all that kind of stuff. Angela, what is it? Take us through a typical day of practice, getting ready, just where you guys are at and what a typical day is like.
A typical day for us right now is we're practicing twice a week, and then we're going to start practicing more as the season gets closer here. But right now it's just twice a week. We practice Sunday mornings and Tuesday nights, and Sunday mornings is a physical practice, and we're going from 8 to 11, but a lot of us get up around 6 o'clock to, you know, get a good breakfast in and get awake, get, you know, just warmed up. And then a lot of us drive pretty much from all over the place. So it takes us, some of us, an hour to get to practice. It takes some of us to drive around the corner. So it's going to be nice, you know, just being able to get a little more into our schedule, and having these, two practices just a week right now aren't too bad. But we went on a phase there where we had a 4-day, 2-a-day camp, which it was just long, and we had a week off after that, and I don't think I waited for that week more than anything else I've ever waited for in my life.
Now, when you guys are prepping for your teams, obviously you can have some game tape on Los Angeles because they were around last year.
Yeah.
But how are you preparing for, or if you're not preparing for a specific team, have the coaches let you in on how you're going to prepare for teams that weren't around last year? Because you do have games against a couple of teams that didn't exist last year.
Our other three games are against teams that have never played before. So I think the biggest thing is that all three of those teams play before we play them.
Okay.
So we'll be able to watch film, and we'll be able to, you know, kind of critique everything. And for me, it's just, you know, time, just all of my off time, I'm just going to be watching film and kind of just preparing for that, because I know that I don't want to go into something if I'm not 100% sure of it. So I'm just going to pretty much mentally prepare myself. I'm physically prepared, but I think the mental aspect, I think, is the biggest part of it, just knowing all of that.
All right, folks, unfortunately, you hear the music. That's bringing us to one of our breaks. We'll be back in just 2 minutes or so. Stay tuned with us here on 1180 AM KLAY.
Proud partners in our local community, Tacoma's Connolly Law Offices supports youth athletics in our area as part of a vision for creating meaningful change to improve society. Connolly Law Offices' core values of truth, justice, accountability, and equal access not only serve them well in the courtroom, but are values on the ball field or the sports arena. When Connolly Law Offices takes on a case, they do so to make a difference for clients, the local community, and society as a whole. Connolly Law Offices, creating meaningful change through the legal process. See more at Connolly-law.com.
Lincoln Hardware has been in business since 1929. That's over 80 years. Just south of Lincoln High School on South G Street, Lincoln Hardware is known for personal service and quality products for all your hardware needs, from plumbing to paint. And see Lincoln Hardware's gardening section with everything in one place for your place. See Scott, Dave, or Jennifer for service that makes a difference at Lincoln Hardware. In business over 80 years. Just south of Lincoln High School on South G Street.
It's travel time at Les Schwab Tire Stores with great value on performance tires. Great buys for pickups and SUVs. Low cost, all season, all terrain tires. Plus, free brake and battery checks for whatever you drive. It's travel time at all 11 Pierce County Les Schwab locations. In Lakewood, see Les Schwab on Steligum Boulevard, one block west of South Tacoma Way. Les Schwab, doing the right thing since 1952.
Is your computer acting funny and you're not amused? Bring it down to Green PC. We offer new and recertified computer systems and parts, computer repairs, recycling options, and can even custom build your system to any spec. With desktops starting at $55 and monthly giveaways, you are throwing your money away if you are not going to Green PC. Located in 54th and Washington, call 253-473-4300.
Back. We're back and we're live here in Lakewood, the studios at KLAY 1180 AM. Remember, folks, you want to join in the fun, get a phone call in. The lines are open, 253-584-1480. King County toll-free, we got you covered. You want to get that call in, we know you do. We're not going to charge you for it. 253-804-5765. And, of course, if you don't have the benefits or the ability to listen to us at radio, because your boss is one of those bosses where he's like, no radios at work. Kind of like that guy from the, not The Office, but from that movie.
Office Space?
Office Space. Yeah, like that guy.
You know, Did you get the memo?
Mm-hmm. If you got a boss like that and he won't let you bring in a radio, you can stream us live on your computer, folks, at KLAY. 1180.com. And now you can even download the app for your iPhone, your Droids, your smartphones. Go to TuneIn Radio app and then search keyword KLAY. And then you can download the app, search for us, and listen. Get that sideline fix that you need so bad. I love it.
We finally went worldwide on them, huh?
Oh, yeah. Global.
Global.
Coast to coast. Coast to coast. I got to be out there. Lakewood, no offense, but you're just not big enough to contain me.
Just not doing it for you.
Just not doing it for me.
Here we
just
go.
Just not doing it for
we
me.
We shouldn't have gotten
I
started.
Got
now
you're yeah. there, man. I got to be out there. I'm just saying. I'm not going to go there, but I'm just saying. Watch out. Oh, boy. So we were just discussing the end of the show, the end of the last segment there. Our guest was speaking. And she was telling us about the day in the life of the practice of a Seattle Mist player. What do you do outside of practice to stay in conditioning?
For me, I don't know. All of us are different. But for me, I definitely do a lot of cardio. I run a lot. I go to the gym probably 4 times a week. I'm a full-time mom, so my schedule's kind of hectic. I have a full-time job, so I definitely don't get a lot of free time. But any free time I do get, it's either mentally preparing or physically preparing for the season coming up.
So how do you manage just the day-by-day activities of being a mother, a worker, and a football player?
just by taking it day by day. That's how you manage that. There's absolutely no planning possible. I mean, other than the, you know, the practices that I know are set in schedule. But other than that, it's like if you try to plan something, something goes wrong and everything always just changes. So.
Oh, that should help you on the field, though. If you have to call life audibles the whole time, just the play changing in regular life, on the field should be no problem.
Yeah,
for you,
it's
right?
Not a big deal at all.
That may be one of the advantages as a female athlete that you may have in football compared to a male, because...
Multitasking.
Women do it so much better. And
we get tunnel vision. Tunnel vision.
I'm not one of those guys who's so... bullheaded in my manliness that, you know, I can't admit where I'm lacking in certain areas. And I can multitask if it's something that I'm really, really excited about. But for the most part, I am too ADD.
No bueno.
Yeah. I'm like too ADD to be out there doing that and stuff. So, I mean, I was just thinking with what it is that you guys have to do. I believe I saw on my Facebook, you can tell me if I'm correct or incorrect here, there's something about you being a hairstylist?
Yeah, yeah. I'm a stylist.
Yeah.
Downtown.
Downtown?
Downtown Seattle.
Okay.
Yeah.
How's that working out?
It's awesome. It's fantastic. I've only been here for 3 months now, so definitely still building my clientele, so it's going to take a while.
Okay.
But so, I love it.
So the three of us who are normally here, Tom, Pete, and myself, are kind of like Larry, Curly, and Moe when it comes to hairstyle. So what could you do to hook up the three of us?
When anyone asks me what could I do, I just say you could shave your head, and that's about as far as that goes. I mean, there's like, you have to come in for a consultation and all that kind of stuff. So
no free advice is what you
Yeah, saying. Exactly. I could book you
Time
an appointment.
Time is money, and you're not getting it free just because you're on the radio. Tell it like it is, girl. I ain't mad at you.
Yeah.
How long have you been doing hair?
For 3 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, but my mom's a hairstylist as well, and she is also a business owner. Mm-hmm. So she has been doing hair for almost 15 years now. So I have been doing hair longer than that, but I've had my license for over 3 years now.
Can you braid?
Yes, I can.
You can braid. You can look at that with the cornrows.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like growing my hair back out now.
And then you can come in for a consultation, and we can do that.
All right. Feeling good already. Oh, man. How many different radio shows and have you been on any TV interviews and whatnot?
Just like local news and stuff, but nothing so far bigger than that. It's hard because I haven't even played a game yet, and I've gotten a lot more hype than some people who've been playing for 3 years. Okay. So
now, it's just after game one.
Yeah.
You guys are, in this scenario, victorious.
Yes.
Okay. There's a camera guy coming around. There's probably like 4 or 5 photographers. And you come face to face with TMZ for the first time. What's your reaction?
Because
you know those TMZ guys, they're not like up and honest news media.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen the show. I don't know. I guess I like surprises, so I would just take it for what it was.
Yeah?
Yeah, you can't really do anything about it once it's there, so.
So you're not going to have an incident like that one kid from USC this week, I believe, who was, he was a young guy running back. They got him in front of a camera. He was excited to be in an interview.
Oh, I did see that. Yeah.
I do believe that he was just joking with a lot of the stuff that he said. He's a college kid.
He also looked like he drank a little too much.
Yeah, probably. You know, and so I think maybe he was just having fun. Didn't mean anything harmful. But sometimes things happen. You say things unaware of the possible repercussions of it and the effect of it on the larger scale. And he got suspended and everything like that. So, I mean, like, it's unfortunate. But I don't think with his comments he meant anything damaging to anyone, you know, so... Was it out of control a little bit? Was it extreme? Possibly. But I do understand the reason for wanting to make an example there and stuff like that.
Yeah, definitely. I think just people are going to do whatever they want to do, so you're never going to have control over it. So even if it's something that, you know, wasn't like that, if someone wants to turn it around and make it like that, you still have no control. It's not in your hands, so you just kind of treat it how it is and move on with it.
That's the biz, especially in media.
Oh, yeah.
You can say something.
Yeah.
You can say something and you can have all the intent in the world, but once somebody in the media gets their hands on it, they can do whatever they want with it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Completely turn it around, cut things out, add things.
Yes.
Well, speaking of media, how do you feel about playing, because every game's going to be covered nationally on MTV2, I believe it is.
Yeah, it's going to be live this year.
All live. How do you feel about that, playing on
in front
of a live?
I'm pretty excited. Yeah, I am really confident this year. I just know that I'm at a place where I could definitely lead the team, and our team is at a place where, you know, we're just, I think, going to do phenomenal, so I'm pretty confident with it.
Has your dad been able to help you with some of that, saying, hey, listen, you're about to enter an avenue that you have no idea how this is going to, so let me give you some pointers. Has he been pretty helpful in that regard?
Yeah, he's been trying to, but something, you know, at this standpoint, you can only tell someone so much, but until they go through it, you really have no idea. So he tries to, you know, give me some pointers and lets me know how it is, but I still think that first game and being on a live television is going to be quite the shell shock.
Yeah, quite the shell shock. Just kind of have to bite your tongue when you get that first stupid question on live TV when they say, hey, why did you throw that interceptor or something? Something's going to happen.
Exactly.
Someone's going to say something stupid. So you have to just go, okay, dad said don't hit him. I can't hit him. I can't cuss at him. Okay, I'm just here to try to help the team. And then turn around and walk away, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, like we were saying before, people are going to say what they want. And as long as you know, everyone else knows, it doesn't really matter. It's at that point where you can't do anything about it, so.
Yeah. But, well, that's what James Harrison is saying right now about throwing Big Ben under the bus. Did you read those comments about it was James Harrison, linebacker for the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Yeah, I saw a little bit about it. Yeah, I didn't end up reading too much into it, but
his original quote basically said that it was Ben Roethlisberger's fault that they lost the Super Bowl, among a lot of other things that he said.
Along with the running back there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just throwing everyone under the bus.
Yeah, and that's just one of those he came back later and said, that's not exactly what I said. Ben and I are straight. So, and I would think that as long as you and your teammates are square.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter how the media spins something.
You know
what I mean?
And you want the best for your team. So I don't see me or any girls on our team, you know, going through that.
My goodness, time is just flying here on the side.
Oh, folks, so quick.
We have to go to a quick break, but we will be back. This is The Sideline. We have Angela Rippon here live in the studio.
Woo-hoo.
The lines to join in the fun, 253-584-1480. We're having a party in here. Thanks for tuning in.